All right, so we're diving into pretty interesting territory today. This is the Sixth Amendment deep dive. Everyone has the right to an attorney, but what happens when a judge says, nope, not that lawyer? And that's what happened in the United States v. Gonzalez-Lopez. And the case had some pretty major implications.
Absolutely. It really reshaped how we think about the right to counsel.
Yeah, it's not just about competence. You know, it goes deeper than that.
And that's what's so fascinating about this case. It really highlights that line between having a lawyer who's competent and then having one you chose yourself.
Oh, exactly.
And the Supreme Court saying, hey, that choice you make, that matters a lot.
It's almost like the court saying it's not enough to just check a box,
Yeah.
you know, and say, okay, they had a lawyer there. It's about something more personal.
Absolutely.
So let's get into it. Who is this Gonzalez Lopez and what started all this?
So we're in Missouri, and Gonzalez Lopez is facing some pretty serious drug charges. And like you said, you know, everyone gets a lawyer, so he hires one locally. Pretty standard procedure.
Makes sense.
But then he decides he wants to bring in someone different, a California attorney by the name of Joseph Lowe.
So he's thinking legal dream team here.
Right. Maybe a fresh perspective.
Did that work out for him?
Not quite. You see, for Lowe to practice in Missouri, he needed this thing called pro hac vice admission,
Okay.
basically a temporary license for lawyers from out of state.
Interesting.
Happens all the time, but it needs the judge's okay.
I'm sensing this is where things go sideways.
Bingo. The judge initially says, yeah, sure, Lowe can practice, but then later takes it back.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And what was the reason for that?
Get this passing notes.
Well, that passing notes during a hearing got a lawyer kicked off a case.
Yep, that's what happened. The judge saw it as a problem, and so Gonzalez Lopez is stuck with his second choice lawyer.
I mean, that just seems wild. You'd think a note wouldn't derail a whole defense.
Right. It's a weird turn of events. So in the end, Gonzalez Lopez is found guilty.
I'm guessing that wasn't the end of it, though.
Oh no, this is where it gets interesting. The case goes all the way up to the Supreme Court.
So what were they even looking at? Was it just about whether the judge overreacted to a note?
It became a much bigger issue. They were wrestling with the whole idea of what happens when you deny someone their choice of lawyer.
Okay.
Was it just a little oopsie or a full-blown Sixth Amendment violation?
Right.
And Justice Scalia, well, he had some thoughts.
This is where it gets good. Justice Scalia, you know, he's not exactly known for holding back.
He did not mince words.
So what was his take on this whole situation?
So Scalia's argument, it was basically that denying someone their counsel of choice, it's a structural error, like a fundamental flaw that throws off the fairness of the whole trial from the get-go. Kind of like having a biased judge, you know, it just taints everything.
So he's saying it's not just about having a lawyer present, it's about having the lawyer you specifically chose.
Exactly.
But why is that choice so important to Scalia? What's the logic there?
For Scalia, the Sixth Amendment, it wasn't just about basic competence. It went beyond that. It was about recognizing the autonomy and the trust that's at the heart of the attorney-client relationship.
Right, you're entrusting your life, your future to this person.
Exactly.
You need to feel confident in their approach, and you
Yep.
know that they get your specific situation.
And you know, Scalia went even further than that. He said, you don't even have to prove that the outcome of the case would have been different with your chosen lawyer.
Really?
Just the fact that your right to choose was violated, that's enough to overturn a conviction.
Wow, so it's not just a preference, it's a right with some serious weight behind it.
Absolutely. But of course, like with any Supreme Court case, you've got the dissent.
Right.
Justice Alito, he led that charge, arguing that the Sixth Amendment, it guarantees effective counsel, not necessarily your preferred counsel.
Yeah, I can see that side of it. You wouldn't want people manipulating the system just because they're being picky about their lawyer.
Right, trying to delay things or get off on a technicality. But Scalia, he countered that by emphasizing how personal that lawyer-client relationship really is,
Sure.
saying it goes way beyond just legal expertise.
Okay.
It's about shared understanding, communication, and trust.
Feeling heard and represented by someone who really gets your story, your perspective.
That's it. And the court recognized that those seemingly small differences in how a lawyer approaches a case, their strategy, how they connect with the jury, their negotiation skills, those things can have a massive impact on the outcome.
So what are the big takeaways from Gonzalez Lopez? What does it mean for someone facing legal trouble today?
I'd say first and foremost, it sets a precedent. Judges can't just casually deny your right to choose your own lawyer. There has to be a really good reason, and even then, it'll be under a microscope.
Which emphasizes how important it is to really think carefully when you're picking a lawyer.
Absolutely.
It's not about finding the most famous one or the one with the most wins. It's about finding someone you trust, someone you believe will really fight for you.
Yeah. And on the flip side, for lawyers, it really underlines the importance of building those strong, trusting relationships with their clients.
It brings back that human element to the legal profession.
Right.
It reminds us that this isn't just about abstract legal ideas.
Uh-huh.
These are real people's lives and futures at stake.
It's about recognizing that everyone, no matter what their situation, deserves an advocate they truly believe in.
So I guess the big question here is, what can our listeners really take away from Gonzalez-Lopez? I mean, even if they're not, you know, facing drug charges in Missouri, what does this mean for their choices and their rights?
I think this case really shines a light on just how important the Sixth Amendment is. You know, it's easy to take those rights for granted until you're in a situation where they're being challenged.
Right.
And Gonzalez-Lopez, it reminds us that the right to counsel, it's not just about having someone there in court with you. It's about having someone you believe in, someone you trust to fight for you.
Yeah, it makes you think, like, if you were in that position, what would matter more to you? A lawyer who wins all their cases, but you feel like they don't really get you? Or a lawyer who maybe doesn't have all the fancy credentials, but, you know, they have your back?
That's a great point. Gonzalez-Lopez really makes us think about those less obvious parts of legal representation, you know, like communication style, shared values, that gut feeling that someone is truly on your side.
Right.
And the court basically said, yeah, those things matter and they're worth protecting.
It also makes you wonder about all those cases that might have gone differently if the defendant had really been able to choose their lawyer.
It's a heavy thought for sure.
Yeah.
And it shows how this decision could have a ripple effect, not just in the legal world, but on so many individuals going through the legal system.
It's a reminder that the law isn't just about rules and procedures.
Right.
It's about people, about choices, and about making sure everyone has a voice.
Yeah.
So for anyone listening who might be facing a legal challenge someday, remember this, the choice of who represents you, it's a big deal. Don't be afraid to ask questions, to look at things from different angles, and find someone who not only knows the law, but also knows you.
I think that's such an important takeaway. It's a right worth fighting for.
Definitely. And with that, we're wrapping up our deep dive into Gonzalez-Lopez, a case that reminds us that law is about so much more than just rules and regulations. It's about people, it's about choices, and it's about ensuring that everyone has a voice in the courtroom. Thanks for joining us today.